Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog it, Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Town Marshal Uncle Henry Lunsford's oak poisoning is considerably improved by now, but not his disposition. He's back on the job as Mary's probation officer, zealously trying to get something on Mary that will warrant sending her back to the reformatory. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is answering the telephone. Listen.
Jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Eddard's talking. Oh, what is it, Uncle Henry?
Uh-oh, what does he want us to do now?
Why, no, Mary ain't here right now. What do you want to see her about?
Think we's his slaves the way he's been acting lately.
She done what?
Making a regular Simon's McGee out of himself.
Why, that's ridiculous. What makes you think it was Mary? Well, that don't prove nothing.
Give some blood, Al.
Well, yeah, sure, I'll ask her about it, but I know you're mistaken.
Big hook.
Yeah. Well, how's your poison oak now? You all over it yet? Well, I'm proud to hear that. All right, I'll ask her. All right, Uncle Henry. Goodbye.
Mom, what's he accusing Mary of doing now?
Oh, that one-track-minded varmint.
Huh?
Miss Pomeroy reported to him that somebody had took a dozen lemons and a big cooking kettle off of her back porch. So right away, Uncle Henry's dead sure that Mary was the one that done it.
For the land's sake.
The only proof he's got is that he's seen her playing over in that direction today.
He's bound and determined he's going to accuse her of something so as he can send her back to that reformatory. What's he got again her anyway? What's he hate and despise the young'un so much for long?
Oh, it ain't that. He just wants to show what a big importance policeman he is, that's all. Just went to his head, I think.
Sneaky old snoop. I believe if we was to have a cyclone or an earthquake, he'd accuse Mary of starting it.
Yeah, just about what he'd try to do, all right.
Doggies, I wish we would have an earthquake just to see
it. Abner, watch out what you're saying.
Huh?
Don't tempt fate that away.
Oh, excuse me, fate. I was just fooling.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
After this, be more careful what you go around wishing for. I recollect one time Emmett Goshen. Wait a minute, there comes Mary up out there.
Huh? Oh, Mary, yeah.
Now we'll find out the truth about this prittle-prattle of Uncle Henry's.
Yeah, what was it about Emmett Goshen?
Oh, yeah, well, one day Emmett was out in his field, and he's disgusted something wonderful because the grasshoppers had ruined most of his crops, so he says, by Jiminy, I wish lightning would strike me.
Uh-oh.
And you know that 2 days later, lightning struck a tree over at the Barton place?
Well, I do. Oh, what? Was Emmett up in a tree?
No, but that just shows you how close you can come to them things.
Huh?
Yeah, well, hello, sis.
Yeah, where about you been, Mary?
Oh, different places. Say, Uncle Abner, can I have some of that cardboard and crayons you used to print signs with?
I reckon so. What do you want with them?
Oh, I want to print some signs.
What kind of signs?
Oh, just some regular signs. I gotta hurry because I promised Kenny I'd meet him down at the corner.
Oh, Kenny Pomeroy, huh? I thought you wasn't going to have nothing to do with him no more, because he's too young for you.
Well, he's getting older every day, and he's old for his age, too.
Say, speaking of Kenny Pomeroy, you was out by the Pomeroy place today, wasn't you?
Pomeroy place?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to know that for?
Well, Uncle Henry Lunsford said that he seen you over that way this morning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was over there for a while. Me and Kenny was.
Mm. Well, do you know anything about a kettle and some lemons?
Some lemons?
Yeah, lemons.
Lemons. What color lemons?
Well, I reckon just a regular color, yellow.
Yeah, Miss Pomeroy had a dozen of them on her back porch, and now they're gone.
They're gone, huh?
Yeah, plumb gone.
Well, wonder where they could have went to.
Mary, you didn't have nothing to do with that, did you?
Did Uncle Henry say I did?
Why, sure. Anything is missing in this town, he blames it on you right away. You got to be awful careful what you do, sis.
Yes, sir.
Now, we know you never taken that stuff, of course, sis, but we just have to make sure you never had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be in accessories after the facts or nothing like that.
No, sir, we don't want you to... Huh?
We can't take no chances as long as you're on probation, you know.
No, sir.
Not long, I believe, as our ringer.
Well, go ahead and get it then, answer it.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah. You can run along now, sis, but just keep out of trouble, because you can't afford to get in none right now.
Jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing a talking. Huh? What proof? You sure about that, Uncle Henry?
Well, so long, Uncle Lom.
Oh, wait a minute, sis.
Yeah, well, so I'll take that up with Lom.
I
want
to talk to you some
more. Yeah, all right, Uncle Henry.
What'd he say?
Why, he claimed that Miss Clayton seen Mary walking down the street with a kettle on her arm.
Granny. I wonder if he just made that up.
Well, he says we can call up Miss Clayton and ask her ourselves if we want to.
How about that, Mary?
Well, it's a funny thing, but I remember now that I was carrying a kettle around, I guess.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, why didn't you come right out flat-footed and admit that when I first asked you about this?
Well, I didn't know which kettle you was talking about. You see, we just found this one on a junk pile, you see... Kenny was the one that picked it up.
Junk pile, huh?
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts do you mean? A junk pile west of town there?
No, this was just a little bitty old junk pile. It was sort of out in back of the Pomeroy place.
Oh, I see.
Not even on their lot. It's way off. It's 2 or 3 feet at least.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny picked it up.
Well, wait a minute, though. Miss Pomeroy said the kettle was sitting on the back porch lawn.
Yeah, how about that, sis?
Well, it might have been sitting there once, but then it just might have rolled away, you know. You know how things roll sometimes.
Might have rolled.
Uh-huh.
Reckon how a kettle would ever get started rolling in the first place.
Well, maybe somebody might have knocked it off the porch, sort of. I think I might have done that myself when I wasn't looking. I swing my arms around a lot, you know, it's good exercise.
It must have been a pretty smart kettle to be able to roll clean from their porch out to that junk pile. Have to roll out through the barn around them chicken coops. There's about the smartest kettle I ever heard tell of.
Well, somebody could have kicked it once in a while.
Somebody could have, huh?
Uh-huh. I ain't sure, but it just seems like me and Kenny was kicking a kettle or something like that around the backyard there.
No.
You ain't sure, though. Huh?
No, but I think maybe that was it. It was just by accident, though, of course.
Oh, sure, just by accident. Yeah.
You know how things get in your way, and you ain't looking where you're going, and you sort of kick them, and, well, you know, you kick them, and they roll just by accident, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, look, here, let's put some of these buckets on the floor, and I'll show you how you kick something without hardly ever knowing you're doing it, hardly...
No, we don't need no demonstrate, sis. We understand the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, he was the one that picked it up.
Yeah, you done told us that. And all you done was just knock it off the porch and kick it off their property and carry it away.
Yeah, that's all. Kenny picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have to tell him to... pick it up at all, hardly.
Well, whereabouts is the kettle now? That's the important thing.
Oh, I ain't got it now. Kenny has it.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, sir. Honest, he has. He, honest and true and cross my heart.
Well, thank goodness he's got it.
Yeah.
Now, that puts you in the clear, then.
Yeah, Miss Pomeroy ain't gonna accuse her own young'un of stealing the kettle from her. I'm proud you let him take it, sis.
Yes, sir.
Now, what about the lemons?
The lemons?
Yeah, the lemons.
Yeah, did you sort of kick them around, too, for a while there? Did you got them shelved over onto the next lot?
Oh, no, I didn't kick no lemons. No, honest, I didn't.
Well, what did you do with them?
I ain't got no lemons.
Did Kenny take them himself?
No, I know Kenny didn't take them.
How do you know he never?
Well, I never seen him take them.
You know, Lord, Miss Pomeroy might be mistaken about them lemons. She might have misplaced them or something herself, you know.
Well... of course she might have. She is sort of absent-minded that way.
Why, sure she is. I know one time her and Elizabeth was supposed to fix the victuals for the women's club meeting one day, and she just plumb forgot all about it.
Yeah, you told me about that once, Dabner.
Oh.
Listen, Mary, I reckon you ain't in no serious trouble over this, but from now on, you've got to be way yonder more careful.
Mm.
Or you know where Uncle Henry will send you to.
Yes, sir. I'll be awful careful.
I think we can square this up to where Miss Palmer will tell Uncle Henry it was all a mistake. But I think it wouldn't hurt to punish you a little.
Punish me?
Yeah. You never actually taken nothing, and I'm proud of that, but we want to learn you that you can't take other folks' property and kick it around like you did. Mutilate it.
Well, I won't do that again.
Well, now, here's what we're going to do. You're going to take all the allowance money that you've saved up and buy Ms. Pomeroy a brand new kettle with it.
That's a good idea, Tom. That other must be might not have been all to pieces by now. You kicking it around the way you did. Yeah, you better buy a new one, sis.
And if you ain't got enough money saved up, well, you'll just have to take it out of your allowance for the next few weeks.
Oh, well, I won't have to do that because I'm going to be earning my own money now.
Earning your own money?
Uh-huh. Me and Kenny are going into business.
Huh?
That's what I wanted to make some signs for.
What kind of business you going into?
We're opening up a lemonade stand.